It's very clear that farmers in particular, our agriculture sector, is going to be affected more so than anywhere else and more so than anywhere in the United Kingdom. There's many farmers out there that are asking what is going to happen in the aftermath of Brexit, particularly in the face of a no-deal Brexit. What will happen in relation to CAP? What will happen in relation to funding that has supported farms here for a long number of years? No one seems to be able to give any answers to those very serious concerns.
And indeed, it is the Northern Ireland government that needs to make the case, and unfortunately it's not up and running at the minute.
Absolutely, and there's a very clear dependency here economically on our agri-sector. Agri-foods is very, very successful here. We produce some fantastic products and food for across the entirety of the United Kingdom and indeed the wider world, and there's a big concern out there as to what will happen in the aftermath of Brexit. It's different in England in that farms in England are huge, huge farms, big business farms. They're not small rural family farms like we have here and have benefited from here for a long number of years. The difficulty with the government here is that there's no one here to mitigate against what will be a very harsh impact on family farms. We already know very clearly that in border communities such as Strabane and further afield, they're going to be worse off than anywhere else in terms of the impact of Brexit because of the uncertainty about a hard border and on business. But what about those farms there? There's major, major questions, and I can rightly understand the concerns of those farmers. And it's high time that the British government realised that we rely heavily on our agri-food sector here, on small family farms, and that any uncertainty could be detrimental to their progression.